And let's continue on the PM Sports page. It's now time to talk with our cross-country Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week, we've got a duo. It's Mid-Prairie's Marie and Anna Hostetler. Ladies, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
Thank you.
So, ladies, coming off an exciting Saturday, able to run for your team. The Mid-Prairie was able to take their first ever team title. Before that, let's go individual. You both now have a state title under your belt. Saturday, Marie took first, Anna in second. Last year, it was flip-flopped. But what was the experience like Saturday at Fort Dodge?
Well, I guess we had talked a lot about this preparation leading up to it and just making sure we're focused and determined and confident in what we've done. I mean, we had run well all season, and just going in with that confidence was important. And, you know, Saturday, you know, we were pretty nervous, but I think we were also pretty confident that if we ran our best, you know, we could win. And I'm super proud of the girls and how they were focused, and they ran hard when they needed to. And then we were able to have a lot of fun afterwards and just celebrate that.
Mm-hmm. And you two specifically, what does it mean the last 2 years? You know, it's not over yet, of course, with cross country, but you still got track. But what does it mean these last 2 years, you two sisters be able to run together?
Oh, it's awesome. It's great to be able to train together and then race together. And she definitely pushes me, Marie does. So that's definitely helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marie, let's go into you. This Saturday, you're able to break the record for a 5K in all of the state of Iowa. When you crossed finish line, of course, you knew that you took first. Did you have any idea what kind of a record you just set out?
Yeah, I didn't really know what my time was. I didn't look at the clock. One of the people in the shoot told me pretty soon after, though, so I knew pretty quickly.
Now that you both have a state title under your belt, what does that mean to yourselves?
I mean, it's amazing. I really didn't expect to have a state title, you know, going into Saturday, but I mean, it's good.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk team now. Of course, as I mentioned, your team took the first ever title. Walk me under the scenario right now. After the race, was there a pretty good idea that your team won? Was it nervous energy going into the presentation? What was the emotions?
I honestly had not really paid attention. We actually thought that it would be more KPWC and Crestwood that would be our competition. And I really didn't pay attention to how the other teams had run. But I guess we kind of went on to cheers on the boys, and then I got separated from my team, and so they knew before I did, and they were running around looking for me, but it was pretty exciting. I mean, I was a little nervous to, you know, just to find out, but it was super exciting.
Mm-hmm. And when you finally got up on the podium, your team realized that you're a state titles. What were the emotions between you two and the team as a whole?
There was screaming and a lot of excitement, a lot of hugging, probably even some crying. And, you know, it's just, it kind of speaks to the support that we have for each other and, you know, also in the community and the parents. It was, you know, exciting to be able to celebrate with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Anna, this question specifically for you. You know, earlier in the year, came down with an illness and held you back for part of the year. Talk about that process of having to fight through that adversity and get back to where you wanted to be.
Yeah, well, earlier on in the season, I wasn't able to run like I wanted to and could have been able to. And it was pretty hard, but I had a lot of people telling me that I could do it and to just keep working and, you know, hope that it would be able to come back later on in the season. And God also gave me strength to get through that and just keep focused on what I needed to. And it made me realize what's important and sports isn't everything and that my identity is in Jesus Christ. And that's what's most important. And it was also kind of a team year. You know, we were still able to continue to do well as a team. And, you know, that was really exciting.
Next question I have, we'll start with Marie here. Well, I like to talk about the coach, and it's unique with you two. You got to have your dad, Mark, as your coach. Let's start with Marie. What do you like about your dad being the coach of the team?
You know, something special, and we get to having coaches every day, asking what we have to run that day, and yeah, it's something special.
And then for you, Anna, of course, you had your final race with your dad. What was that like on Saturday?
It was exciting and also, you know, kind of sad, but, you know, he still will continue coaching us now through the off season and stuff. And, it's just, I've really enjoyed having him as my coach. I mean, obviously he knows me well, and, he is, I don't know, he's an awesome coach, and that's just something I've really appreciated. We talk running a lot, and he's always just believed in me, and, you know, he's kind of the one that made me realize that I could do more and could go harder.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, ladies, now we move to towards track season. Got a couple months away. What's the next couple months got in store to prepare for that upcoming track season?
Well, this weekend I'm running the senior all-star race, and then we're planning on running at the Foot Locker Regional Cross Country Race in November. So kind of still training for cross country, I guess. And then if you are in the top 10 in that race, you qualify for nationals. So that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll probably have a week off before we start training for track, and just preparing for that.
Well, Anna, this question's for you. Since you are a senior, Marie's a sophomore, but Anna, after graduation, what's the plans?
I'm planning on running in college, I guess. Kind of top three is Iowa State, and Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Have you picked out a major that you want to go into?
Education.
What inspired you want to go that route?
I guess I want to be a coach someday, and education, being a teacher, is a good thing to go along with that, and I do like being with people.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies, let's get away from cross country and all the different sports. When you're not involved with running, what do you like to do in your free time?
I enjoy being with my family and reading, baking, and obviously running.
Yeah. What do you like to bake?
Cookies.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Well, ladies, last question before I let you go. You both can answer this one. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values, including quality, honesty, respect, dependability. What are your core values?
You know, just to praise God and give Him the glory and everything. And I guess along with that goes academics as always. And, you know, you got to do well on that. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me, and that kind of speaks to this season as well, you know, just working through some you know, obviously some health issues, and you know, He's the one that gave me the strength to get through that, so I just want to praise Him for that.
Very good. Well, ladies, it's been fun talking to you here today. Congratulations on a great cross-country season, and good luck as we move towards track.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Anna and Marie Hostetler joining us as this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athletes of the Week. Congratulations to the duo. Fantastic cross-country season, going 1-2 at the state cross-country meet. Congratulations to Mid-Prairie as well, getting their first title. Let's step aside here on the KCII PM sports page. We'll come back and thank our sponsors right after this.